One of the images that Ajahn Chah would use from time to time is the image of the mind being like a bell. On its own, a bell is silent and still, but makes a sound when it is struck. Mind is similar, but what it is struck with is sense contact and moods. Another favorite teaching of his was, one who gets lost in moods gets lost in the world. One who gets lost in the world gets lost in moods. And this sense of, no simile is ever perfect, but trying to get imagery and similes and to try to get a perspective of what these great teachers are pointing to, and just that sense, this bell's been sitting here, very quiet and peaceful, and it only makes noise when I strike it. And the mind, of course, is a bit more complicated than that, but fundamentally, it is it yeah it needs to be struck, and you need to pick it up. Pick up the contact. You need to respond to that contact out of liking or disliking or approving or disapproving, and that's what shakes the mind, and that's what we get tangled up in. We keep forgetting to just return to the stillness and the knowing. There's this fundamental knowing and awareness underneath that, below that, around that, permeating it. We just have to pay attention to it and direct our attention there. But yeah, our attention gets distracted. So we, as Lopa Chah said, when getting lost in moods is the same as getting lost in the world. You get lost in the world, just getting lost in the different moods of the mind. Moods are impressions. In the word in Thai is arom, and it's from the Pali aramana, which is just an object of mind.